Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about senior housing, and in studio we have Wes Young, senior navigator with CareSift for Seniors. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We try to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on both Spotify and Apple for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Want to save at least $1,000 a year? Well then, clear out your rented self-storage unit. Nearly 1 in 10 U.S. households rent a self-storage unit, and most are filled with stuff people have probably forgotten they have. Here's what you should do. Don't keep stuff just in case you think you need it. Less is more. And if you simply can't part with these items, make sure that your stuff is adequately insured in the event of a loss. Be sure to review your rental agreement. What losses will the storage facility cover, and whether you might need supplemental insurance. Most self-storage requires you to have insurance coverage for the full replacement cost of the contents of the unit. If you already have homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance, check to see if your policy provides off-premises protection for property in the case of theft, fire, flood, and other disasters.
For more information on how to organize your personal belongings, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Well, again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Wes Young. He is a senior navigator with CareSift for Seniors. Welcome, Wes.
Right. Thank you very much, Brandon and Andrew. It's always great to see you folks, and thank you for having me on.
I think we had you on the show last time pre-COVID.
Definitely.
And a lot of things have changed, although you have not. You're still in the business of helping seniors and Kupuna, so thanks for being available. But you are with a different organization now. You are with CareSift for Seniors. And share with us a little bit about CareSift. What is that?
Sure. CareSift is a resource that we assist seniors and their families throughout the state of Hawaii find and research the type of senior care. We can handle anything on the spectrum from in-home caregivers to assisted living, independent living, memory care, licensed care homes, and even nursing facilities. We're founded right here on Oahu.
No kidding. So you're founded in Hawaii about how long ago?
It was founded 6 years ago, and since you asked that question, I'm going to go in and just explain about this. Our founder and one of the partners was a licensed social worker in the hospital, in the emergency room. One day, her grandfather was being medevaced from the neighbor islands, so she thought, no big deal, I can just go around and find the proper care home for her. She couldn't find it. She said it was so frustrating that she said, I'm going to keep a list of all the places that I visited, and I would like to share this with seniors. So that's what started this particular company.
6 years ago. And is there a location in other states? How does that work?
We work with all places in the state of Hawaii, so we can handle any island.
Any island.
Right.
Got it. Well, that's great. So how many navigators are there right now within your company?
We have a team, and I'm just new to this, so I haven't met everybody yet. So we have enough that we're able to handle all of our clients when they have this need, because a lot of times when they do call, they need something like right away. Okay, so we're able to find that.
And on average, how many at a time would your company be helping?
You know, I don't know, because they Every navigator or senior advocate can only see their clients.
I see.
So we don't have access to the whole system.
I imagine it's quite a few, though.
It is. Right. It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. The good thing about this is when you do contact us, mm-hmm. it can either be like through the website or through our 24-hour call center.
Okay.
It's immediately dispatched, and a senior advocate will make contact right away.
Right.
Okay.
That's great. Now, so it sounds like you're helping the person to locate and find the best residence for themselves or for a family member. And how does this service come about, and is it something that they're charged for?
Okay. What we do is when we get a call from the family and they're looking for a safe place mm-hmm. for the family member, we begin to find out what their needs are, what level of care, things of this sort.
Mm-hmm.
We then start researching, and we have thousands of care providers in the state mm-hmm. that we are able to locate, make contact to check if there is availability, mm-hmm. Location, things of this sort.
Mm-hmm.
We then provide information, guidance, so research. We help filter all of this, and this mm-hmm. way here we provide information to the family and the senior
right.
so that they can make the best informed decision.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess if you said somebody starts off speaking with one of your navigators and then you kind of do an intake of information, how long until you identify the right one typically?
You mean as far as placement or guidance? We normally can turn it right away within the same day if necessary.
Oh, wow.
We can also assist if there is an immediate need for in-home care. Like now, today, we will make arrangements, contact the respective in-home care agencies mm-hmm. to come out.
Right.
Or if it's a care home. We deal only with licensed facilities right. and we vet them to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I assume that's how the name CareSIF came about. You're sifting through what's available to help your clients find the right one.
And that's exactly what the owner, the partner, and found. She created a list of all these care homes, mm-hmm. and she put it on the website for free
right.
so that she could share this knowledge so that other families do not have to go out to
right.
search. But she quickly found out that people did not know how to sift through the information,
okay.
thus creating a senior advocate team.
Right, right. And again, that sifting is helping them discern the right place. And then are you also then negotiating with the other or with the residents or that place that they're going to end up? How does that work?
What happens typically is when the resident is assessed by the caregiver, the level of care is what determines the fee.
Right.
Okay.
And so let's say they, you know, they were able to do all of their basic activities of daily living, so they're fairly independent. They'll have one particular cost.
Mm-hmm.
But if they couldn't, like if they need additional help with like bathing or changing, then there's another cost. But that's determined by the community or the residents that they'll eventually end up in, right? It's not something
Correct.
That you folks are involved with.
We don't get involved with that part. We will assist them locating the appropriate type of community and level of care that they're seeking. Then it's up to the care provider or the community because they will have their medical team or do the assessment on the client.
Right.
And then they'll come back and say, this is what we can offer you for your safety. And that's
right.
That's the main thing that people are concerned.
Right. Now, Wes, you are definitely not new to this, even though you're new to the team. And maybe you can share a little bit about your history of involvement with advocating for seniors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. After retiring from First Hawaiian Bank, mm-hmm. I was there for 38 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit around the house. So I joined the Arcadia family mm-hmm. of companies, assisted them with all of their services.
Right.
And that's where I started to really learn and appreciate the importance of planning now
mm-hmm.
and not wait until you're in crisis mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've seen a lot of times. Families are in crisis mode. once you're in that mode, there's no choices. You just got to do it. You got to go. Okay. Mm-hmm. My message is to most people is research now while you can see it, make a sound decision, and have a plan.
Right. Right. Planning is key.
Definitely.
Right. Well, Wes, when we come back, I want to hear more about your thoughts on what type of facilities or residences are in most demand that you've experienced and how you're able to help people discern the right ones. And then, of course, I also want to know how has COVID affected this whole thing that you do for your clients. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we have Wes Young. He's a senior navigator with CareSift. And, you know, right before the break, we got to learn a little bit of CareSift and, you know, what they do, helping seniors and their families sift through the different options for their family members. And, you know, we touched upon, you know, the demand for senior housing. And I'm assuming as the population continues to grow and age, that demand is going to be even greater. Wes, what have you seen the types of housing that's needed for these families?
Okay. Senior housing, especially as you can see with the baby boomers, they're retiring, and we are now seeing what they call a silver tsunami. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to provide proper care for them. And what we see now is a lot of seniors are not planning for their future, either because they don't want to address this future for them, or they're just not worried about it. But you definitely need to plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, the ideal situation that I see for people, seniors that have, let's say, the resources to come in, meet with their financial advisor, their planner, their attorneys, and say, at what stage should I consider moving into a community? Mm-hmm. Because this way here, you can then enjoy your golden years without the stress of worrying about who's going to paint the house, the roof leaking, alarms, someone breaking in. So these communities are secure. Mm-hmm. If you can plan for that and visit now, and we will provide the guidance for you in making the appointments to all the different communities just to evaluate, at least you can then come with the right decision. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other type of situation is where people do not plan and eventually something happens, either health or accident. And then at that point, that's where you need to go into like some type of assisted living, a care home, or skilled nursing. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point is it's a tough conversation to have for families, right, when planning this, because no one wants to talk about this. And I can talk from I can speak from experience, because I dealt this we went through this with my grandma. You know, she was living independently, and then she had fallen. She fell, took her to the hospital, and she ended up staying, you know, about a week or so, but she couldn't, you know, she wasn't able to return home after that. And so, you know, we didn't plan. Our family didn't plan, right? And so we were at the mercy of whatever was available at that time, whatever care home was available at that time. Luckily, we found one that was, in town. They just happened to have an opening. So we lucked out with that. But we were given options that we might, she might be in, Eva Beach, Waipahu. So, away from our family, which is in town. So the commute would have been a challenge. So I'm assuming that that's what a lot of families go through is, if they don't plan, they may have to just resort to what's available, and it may not be in an area where it's easily accessible for other family members that may not drive to go visit their loved ones. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. Right. I think location-wise is important, and the key example that I use is if you can move into an independent community, husband and wife live independently, enjoy it. If and when something should happen, the community that spouse can be in the assisted living area, and the other spouse can live independently and not have to drive off somewhere. Okay. Speaking of availability of care homes throughout the island, we have access through all the different homes throughout. So there are homes in Honolulu proper. Okay. Again, availability is the key. So when we do get a call from a client looking, ideally they want something Honolulu proper, or let's say IAEA, Pearl City, whatever it might be, Windward Side, we need to then check for availability. And that's where we are able to navigate for that particular senior and find availability.
Now, Wes, I guess, one reason could be why they're kind of pushing off having this planning or conversation is cost, right? Is senior care expensive?
Certainly. That's a really good point, okay? And senior care is expensive, and if people, they come into what they call a cultural shock when they find out what the price is, for care. I mean, whether it's home care, in-home care, or into a community, it's a total shock when it comes up to this. If you can go back to the planning side, remember I mentioned financial advisor, tax accountant, attorney, just to say, hey, check these things out, because people do have resources, plan for it so that you do have it. I think you've heard the term long-term care insurance. Okay, look into that type of thing. And if you do have long-term care insurance, it's also important to understand review the policy, make sure you know what triggers.
Now, let's talk about present time. We're all dealing with COVID. I'm sure you folks are as well with, your clients. Have you noticed how COVID has affected you folks in terms of, has decisions been pushed back due to that? Maybe, families are wanting their loved ones to stay with them a little bit longer because of COVID. What have you seen out there?
Okay. COVID definitely has changed everyone's lifestyle. Okay. The first thing to keep in mind is that care providers, long-term care providers, are still open and they're still available to help. These care providers will require proper COVID testing, proper quarantine, so that no one else gets affected. And they're very stringent about it. They also implement things such as when you come in, temperature scan, questions as to where you've been, what's happening, that type of things. Okay. One positive note that we have seen here is that senior living communities have been given priority in getting the shot, meaning these residents do not have to go in line. They come over to the place.
So how does that happen? Is that a situation where they have to proactively, as a community, call the State Department or something to arrange the appointments? Who coordinates all of that?
That's a good question. Yeah. I think, on that one, Brandon, I think the Department of Health, State Department of Health, had different categories, right? There was 1A, 1B, 1C. And I think that particular group was notified by them to set up the COVID shot vaccine.
Right. Oh, that's great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you see? I mean, anything going forward that you might have your your eyes on with regard to how things will unfold once the vaccine is out? Will there be more freedoms involved? And I know there's already higher standards for these care facilities, but what do you imagine happening in the next 6 months to a year?
Well, that's a loaded question because I could then work for the CDC.
I guess a best guess of how things are.
I guess I can look at it from myself personally. I'm waiting in line for my turn to get the vaccine. Even if I got the vaccine, I still think I would still be very cautious on traveling, social distancing, wearing a mask, until I guess we can have enough comfort that we know that this is not going to spread,
right,
you know.
Right.
So that type of social distancing, mask wearing, that's typical through any of our care providers. That is their standard.
Right. You know, currently we're in situations where people are having to look for senior care, and I think they may be reluctant because they don't want to be in group situations. So in part of your sifting, do you address that issue and say, hey, you know what, in your case, maybe you should offer this option, which is less risky than this other situation? How do you address that?
Okay. What we do is when we talk with the senior or their family member, we try to find out what type of living they would feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Some prefer not to be in a larger retirement community or assisted living. Then there are the smaller type of homes, the care homes that can handle two people, mm-hmm. three people, you know, and we will provide them options and we schedule the appointments, have them go out and take a look at it.
Right.
They get a chance to meet and interview the care provider, look at the home, and that's the best thing. I say go out and kick the tires so that
right.
you can get a good feel.
Right.
Okay. Every time you go into any community or care home, I tell the family, you got to get the wow factor. I mean, when you walk in there, it's like, wow, I like the care provider. I like the facility or the home. I can feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't feel comfortable, it's not good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they give you feedback as
they
a
do.
Navigator and say, you know, we like 2 out of 3 or something.
Yes. The decision is totally up to the family, mm-hmm. the senior and their family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there a situation where maybe availability of homes or residences is limited to those who might be able to compensate you for your services? Is that somewhat of an issue?
No.
No.
As far as affordability, it's a matter of whether the families can afford the particular care home or
right.
facility. Our services are free. Okay.
Right.
We do not charge our family members or the seniors. We're supported and paid by the care providers.
Right. So if a care provider is, let's say, not on your list of supporters, then are they advertised, or is that not one of the places you'll
recommend? We deal with licensed care providers
right.
and they're vetted. Okay, so if they're not, let's say I think you're asking if they're not on the list,
yeah.
give us a call. We'll be more than glad to vet them.
I see.
Yeah.
Even if they're not going to pay for the service. In
right.
that sense. Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, if somebody did want to get in touch with you folks, what are the best ways for them to reach out?
Okay, that's a nice question.
Yeah.
Thank you. our website is caresift.com. Mm-hmm. You can leave a message, shoot a note. But the most effective way is just call our 24-hour call center. It's
right.
manned. You get to talk live to a person. The number is 808-400-9992.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more time?
Okay. So it's 808-400-9992.
9992. Got it. And, Wes, here's the final question. Is there anything else you'd want to add about perhaps a word of advice to give to our listeners about finding the right place or about CareSift?
Okay, great. The advice I tell people, like I've been saying, is look into things now. Don't mm-hmm. wait. Make sure you get the proper guidance from your advisors, attorneys, whatever. And also, CareSafe would like to thank you and your listeners for what you guys do, you know, to keep the community safe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We also want to thank Kapuna Wiki for helping us stay connected with our community. We want you to know that we're taking extra precautions to protect our seniors at this time, and thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you, Wes. It's always a pleasure having you on our show.
No, thank you. Good to see both of you. Thank you.
So again, if you want to find out more about CareSift for Seniors, a locally founded company here in Hawaii, please go ahead and call Wes. And again, that number, Wes, is
808-400-9992.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Wes Young, a senior navigator with CareSift for Seniors. Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them. clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thanks to all of our callers who participated in last week's trivia question. And the answer for last week's question, the question was, what is Hawaii's coldest temperature ever recorded in 1969? And that was 52 degrees. And Andrew, I think we're going to drop below that this year.
Yep, I think so too.
And now we have our new Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia question brought to you by Wes Young with CareSift for Seniors.
The popular 1968 American police drama, Hawaii Five-O, was produced and shot in Hawaii. Season 1 was shot in a city that was nicknamed Mongoose Manor by the cast. What was the name of this local city?
For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope everyone is staying safe at this time. And remember, if you want to hear previous episodes of the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show or meet all of our great service providers, please go to our website, kupunawiki.com, or you can even call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
Thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.